I was going to ask, from a quieting standpoint, I'm not back monitoring myself. Is the repeater okay? Rough at all?
Beauteous. If there's any background noise, it's very, very, very deep and subtle. I think there might be just ever so slight. But for all extents and purposes, full quieting.
Okay, good enough. Yeah, it's just in the basement on the 10-lap setting, which is where I'm real comfortable. So I just wanted to make sure it wasn't yet the end of the system. It's funny, up in the library upstairs, I've got, you know, the little R2-D2 air conditioner units that sits on the floor, hooks up to the window with a hose, and it's been randomly turning on, and I have a feeling that it is susceptible to RF. And yesterday it was on at two different times, and I had not been downstairs transmitting. And I think what happened is I left this radio accidentally in crossband repeat mode, over to low power on a 2-meter simplex system out on the back patio. And I think when the repeater keyed up and it transmitted, it was just enough impulse to turn the thing on. It's very strange. I got to see if I can replicate it, but a couple different times I had to go upstairs and turn the thing off. It was weird.
That is weird, but what else would it be, right? This day and age, so many of these things have cheap, you know, Chinese electronics in them with remotes and things and Bluetooth and Internet of Things that they're setting themselves up to fail. But as long as it's not, you know, you're downstairs, so you wouldn't even know. You have to go up there and double check.
Yeah, and I thought of a couple ways I could do that. I could set up a, you know, crossband to a couple of simplex frequencies and just take an HT upstairs. I'm like, all right, put this on high power and key it, and see if that does it. Or put a phone, you know, put an extension phone up there and come down here and transmit. But it's up on the third floor, so it's fairly close to the antenna actually, and it's got a touch, the front panel. You know, with their touch-sensitive buttons. You know, that doesn't sound right. You know, there's no physical button. It's just a capacitive. And so I'm pretty sure that it's RF getting into the front panel. I took a handful of ferrite chokes up there a week or two ago because I thought I had a similar problem like that a while back. And I thought it was HF. So I took a bunch of ferrite chokes. They're sitting up there on top of the thing. I haven't snapped them on the power cord yet, but I don't. After yesterday, I don't think it's an HF problem. I think it's VHF, UHF, which is more annoying because I think it's going to be harder to solve.
Yep, that is definitely a little trickier. So, well, good luck with that. Oh, by the way, I'm sure you saw Mark called you. We got them all hooked up, so. Did you manage to touch base with him?
I have not. I got his message. He was loud and clear, but I have unfortunately not called him back. I'm looking over, and I don't have any other voicemails, so I will touch base. But yeah, groovy that he's on, too.
Yeah, got him hooked up. I mean, where it'll be real handy for him, and you know, for you and Steve as well, is being able to get on the radio system from, you know, distance with when it's not otherwise convenient. So that's handy, if you will. But Mark's in a really tough spot there. Nothing really comes in there. Nobody's interested in covering that area. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out that way for sure, but nothing we have. I got to talk to one of my cohorts, see about maybe getting a receiver out that way.
NHJJO.
Go ahead. I missed the call. N-H-J-J-O, I think it was. K-8-B-B, and that's W-8-F-U on the other end.
Yeah, afternoon, guys. I can tell you this, that repeater is almost full scale out here, and I am between Port Huron and Lakeport, right along the lake.
Wow. So now I'm starting to wonder if we have some band conditions. I know there were some earlier today, but you would think they'd be all burnt off by now. Any tropo would be burnt off. But that's pretty impressive. You're sounding rock solid into the Richmond.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's band conditions because I've had this frequency in the scan for a few days. It's pretty consistent. And I'm running 50 watts right now to a Diamond X510 that's 25 feet. But I probably could cut my power down.
Yeah, you probably could. So, okay, so you're fixed then. You're not on a mobile. Yeah, all bets are off once you get an outside antenna and a little power. So, it's probably working. One of the guys we really were hoping we're going to have a window into the system is in. Oh, I got to think. I get funky with the names of the suburbs of Port Huron there. He's like 69, just east. Why am I Kimball? Is it Kimball? I don't know. Anyhow, and he everybody's like, man, this thing's working great up this way. I got guys in St. Clair, guys in Marysville, everything. It's working great. And he's like, I don't understand. It's working crappy. We drew a line from the tower to where his antenna is on his house, and it goes right through a water tower about a half mile from his house. There's a huge water tower, like, right in his path.
Yeah, that can happen. And even more so on UHF. I had a problem with a 440 repeater that we had out in Port Huron Township, which is not on the air right now, but you should easily be able to get into that. And I had an obstruction. Anyway, my name is John, and I just wanted to jump in here and tell you this thing's working, and I don't know anything about the system, and I don't know anything about the guys who made the system, but glad to have another repeater available in the county.
Yeah, well, they're a bunch of boneheads, so the less you know about them, the better you'll feel, but well, welcome. And are you familiar with the Eastern Michigan, the group up that way? They have a web page, Eastern Michigan Group. It's the guys up that way on Facebook. There's been some posts about this one in that group. Otherwise, you can go to k8fbi.servebeer.com. And that'll just show you the page with all the repeaters that are linked. There's also some information that can be seen at the Central Michigan Emergency Network, W8CMN. They've got some information kind of pertaining to some of the things we're doing. But most of the explanation is going to be on, you'll see it on that Eastern Michigan Amateur Radio Club or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll take a look. Yeah, I'm a member of the club. I do not go to the meetings, but I do pay my dues, and I do hang out with all those guys. I'm more involved with the ARPSC end of things, and yeah, it's cool. But one of the guys put something in the newsletter that this repeater was on. From Richmond, so I stuck it in my scan list. All right, I won't hold you. I know CMN. in that group, so that's cool. So is this repeater linked then, or should I just go ahead and go look at the website?
Well, you certainly can do that, and it'll give you the lay of the land. So this repeater, the repeater you're on, is connected up to a repeater in Romeo, one in Warren, and another one in West Bloomfield on a pretty regular basis. So it's covering, you know, southeast here. Then we're connected most of the time. We're connected up to the MI-1 network for Central Michigan. So that then brings in all their repeaters, which they have one in Detroit, which is currently down, working on it. One in Mount Clemens, and then several throughout the rest of the state. So if you look at the, if you go to that first one I gave you, katefbi.servebeer.com, it'll show, you know, the FBI repeaters and various connections, all-star connections, in the first two windows, and then the last window shows the Central Michigan repeaters we're connected to on a almost permanent basis. And so we disconnect on Sundays because they run a net that isn't compatible with our system, and then we connect. So Sundays for a couple hours we're not connected. Other than that, we're connected to them. So everything you see there will be, it should be pretty self-explanatory. And again, like I said, the Eastern Michigan ARC Facebook page, there's been some stuff posted in there kind of explaining the grander plans for the whole thing.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I got rid of Facebook years ago, so I won't see that. But, yeah, I can find everything I need. And I do run a Wires X node here, a simplex node that's attached to Eastern Michigan link. I don't know how much longer I'm going to have it on because basically it's not getting used. I'm the only one that uses it, and a couple guys over in Ontario. Just not big on digital in this area. And I'm EC for digital operations, so I'm kind of getting ready to hang that or take that sign down because it's just not happening here. All right, I won't hold you guys up. Thanks for the info. And yeah, it's really working well. And I'm on 25 watts now. I just put the X510 up this week. Before that, I had a G7, which is a 2-meter high-gain antenna, if you're not familiar, and I was using a Yagi for UHF, a small one that was pointed at Port Huron, so it was kind of my first foray into having a really high-gain UHF antenna, but this repeater is amazingly solid here. I mean, full quieting and almost full scale, so just like a local. I will catch you guys later. 73. Thanks for the info. This is NHAJL.
Okay, so yeah, if you talk to Riley or Aaron, I don't know if you know Don, him as well. Any of those guys, they can speak pretty well on behalf of what's going on here. Not Riley so much, but Aaron and Don, CPT Don. I try to keep them up to snuff on what's going on, so they can share up that way. And then I don't know if you know Paul, EDK from Macomb County. You know, Paul, of course, he's not on the air as much, but, you know, he's not a bad source for information, too. But, those, anyhow, welcome. Good to hear you. You sound great. And that was the goal. The goal was to poke something in the St. Clair County, which we felt was extremely underrepresented in the amateur RF world. So, good luck. W8FU.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I do know all those guys. And I know who Paul is. I don't know that I've ever met Paul, but Aaron and Riley, of course. Know all those dudes. Yeah, we had a linked repeater system, 2-meter system here. It's no longer linked. But if you know those guys, you probably know that. It's supposed to be linked up again, but... And to be honest, I don't spend a lot of time on repeaters anymore. I do a lot of simplex here, but Most of the time I'm on HF. So, but hey, welcome. We'll take all the RF we can get. And it is nice to have a UHF repeater, other than the ones in Canada. So, 73, NHJJO.
K8BB.
So I don't know if I had mentioned it or not, but back just briefly to the sidecar thing. So I got one of the analog ones, if you will. I hate calling them analog. They're both digital. It's just one's got a digital display, so I guess. But anyhow, I got one of those, and it is nice having that, you know, everything right there, boom, in your face, no buttons to hit, you know, to see. I wonder what's going on over there. And I have exceeded the 15, so now I've got stuff. And I've got useful stuff. You know, back when it was just speed dials for people on Amtrak Hotline, it was of little consequence that I'd be able to see it because the busy lights didn't work. But now that my HOID has exceeded 15, and there's, you know, not now there's literally buttons that would give me telemetry that I can't see unless I hit the buttons. And the 32 is, you know, right up in your face, booyah, is pretty nice because, you know, you can literally watch all the activity. So see if something's cooking or going on. So I definitely see the advantages, you know, to doing it that way. And, you know, and then if you really want to look like Lily Tomlin, you can get two digital sidecars and some 8-inch jacks.
One ringy dingy. Yeah, I will, we'll have to compare notes and see what you have programmed in. I'm not savvy with, you know, some of the connection points to other places. More just, you know, dialing a hand check. But, you know, my thought was just for people who are on both systems, you know, have the slot one would be you, and on the left would be HH, and on the right would be HOIP, and then, you know, Steve, and on the left would be AHH, and on the right would be HOIP, and, you know, you get the idea. So that was kind of what I was thinking on the layout on that. It would give kind of a list of users, you know, from top to bottom, and then two services, left and right for each user. In my head, that's how I had things, but who knows if that's a good implementation of it or not.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was doing with the digital one, and since the busy lights were non-functional on the Hamcheck Hotline side of the house, I put those on page two, and it didn't matter that I wasn't watching it. I was watching, you know, I was watching the activity lights for HOIP, and those were on the first page, and then of course, you know, the corresponding, I would just hit page two if I wanted the, you know, the other service. I would just hit page two, and it'd be right in the same button, right? You know, just on page two. But now, like I said, now the HOIP stuff, I've exceeded 15. And, yeah, now do you need to? Do I really, you know, I mean, you know, I could see where you could run out of space real quick. But anyhow, I don't know. You know, it's all Pete's on a bull, right? Who needs it?
Yeah, but it's kind of cool. It's like, hey, this is a thing you can do, and it's connectivity to, you know, a potential RF endpoint is cool. I think for me it's going to be a matter of who would I like to call. Just sort of prioritize it down that list. I suppose I could program in every single person I know or is local or, you know, I've ever heard on the air, but, you know, am I ever going to call that person? Are they ever going to call me? Probably not. Anyway, yeah, I'm still dialing around here a little bit trying to find these last two CW stations. I need Delaware and Rhode Island, and they've both been elusive on CW. Can't seem to find them. There's two more days, and I don't foresee working a million hours tomorrow or Sunday. And so far today, I've managed to have the day off, so maybe I can still find them.
Well, that's too bad. I saw the Covfefe call. I think it was Murph, too. If you'd have caught it and I'd have caught it all at the same time, today might have been the day. I'll be damned. Ah, well, what are you going to do? But, yep. Well, let me let you get to that for a little bit. I got a few things I want to do here. Figure out what, if anything. I bought myself a nice salmon fillet I'm thinking about doing. Some roasted vegetables, so I'm going to do that. I got to start making some plans and then figure out what Andrea is going to eat. Although I brought her some stuff, too, that's more in her wheelhouse, so got to figure out how it's all going to come to be here. Pretty short order. I'm trying to be good. Although my surgery's on, I just got the notification that a week from today, I'll be out of surgery, and hopefully my hand will be on the road to recovery. Let me go start to see what's going on here. I will be around, in and out, within an earshot. Don't talk badly about me. After yours, W8FU.
I promise I will not tell anyone what a rotten SOB that I think you are. Okay, we'll catch in a bit. I'm going to wander upstairs and heat my coffee back up and see what the plans are for later. All right, catch in a bit. K8BB. KF8AYO.
WACPT, this is WTAX.
WTAX, WACPT,
I guess I have to turn on the intercom in order to hear receive. I mean, I backed it out to try it, but I think I didn't have the intercom on.
Oh, that's weird. Why'd you have to do that?
Because I got a headset on, and I got to push a button on the headset to key up. And the intercom that's connected through all of it has to be on in order to hear anything.
No, I gotcha. All right. Well, I'm sitting at home in the driveway, and right now the repeater's not jumping all over the place. That's great. I must be just outside of the path of the water tower.
All right, very good. I know on the receive with these with this intercom, I hear like a static background noise, but I think it's because of the intercom. Passengers,
but
how's it sound other than that? Does it sound okay?
Yeah, sounds fine. This repeater, with me being where I'm at, I get a little bit of a hiss in the background, but so it's the same as when you're talking as when you're not. So that you sound fine. I'm just hearing the little background hiss from the repeater. But, yeah, sounds great.
Good deal. Looks like all I have to do is use the 9-volt battery power supply for the intercom on this thing and not plug it into the cigarette lighter. For some reason, I get some whining interference when I use the cigarette lighter power on the side-by-side.
No, have you tried putting this, like, some ferrite around that power cable coming out of the cigarette lighter?
Yeah, I might try that, but I gotta find some smaller ferrites than what I have, because the ones I got will be bouncing all over the place. But alright, thanks for checking this with me. I'm gonna pull her back inside before this rain hits, if it even hits. There's a line of rain and small storms coming this way, nothing major though.
Yeah, I saw that on the radar. All right, yep, yeah, I'm in the driveway, so I'm going to go in the house now, too. So, all right, 7-3s, I'll talk to you in a little bit. WC8S, I'll be clear.
All right, sounds good. Catch you later. WC8S, clear.
KF8S.